As the effects of climate change continue to impact livelihoods across the Caribbean, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Public Service Union is stepping forward with a bold initiative aimed at raising awareness and building resilience among workers. Women's Chair of the Union, Anastasia Wickham-Caesar, says the union will be hosting a workshop under the theme Climate Change, Surviving and Thriving Together, and she's calling on young workers to get involved.
Public Service Union will be holding a workshop on climate change, and the theme is Climate Change, the Future of Work, Surviving and Thriving Together. Now, this will take place on the 30th of October, Thursday the 30th of October 2025. The time is slated for 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and our venue will be the Ministry of Health Conference Room. We've invited persons from the different ministries and departments. We're hoping that each department could send at least two persons, any category of worker, but we are hoping that at least one young worker, and young worker meaning 18 to 35. So climate change is important to our trade unions because it directly affects workers and the workers' livelihoods, their rights and futures.
Caesar says the workshop is timely as climate change has wide-reaching consequences for employment, skills development, and fairness in the workplace.
The public service union represents workers in different areas of work across different industries. And climate change has a wide-ranging impact on jobs, health, and social justice. The public service union recognizes that climate change puts some workers at a higher risk than others. Rising temperatures and extreme weather have the potential not only to affect workers' health and productivity, but also to put workers at risk of losing their jobs. Educating workers about the impact of climate change on their livelihoods is essential for them to navigate unforeseen future that lies ahead.
The Public Service Union, which represents employees across multiple sectors, says climate education is a vital step in protecting workers' rights and well-being, and she is encouraging full support from government institutions.
Basically, I'm just hoping that different ministries and departments will get on board and send in workers so that they can gain that knowledge. Our facilitator is Mrs. Nyasha Anchobas from Fisheries Department under the Ministry of Fisheries and Agriculture, Agriculture and Fisheries, yes. And we're just hoping, as I said, as our workers will come out and get that information. I am not the expert here, she is. So basically, we're just hoping that workers will get that knowledge that they need to navigate, as we said, and to just make what necessary changes they can within our own, for ourselves, in our own environment, and to protect our jobs, protect our health, because our health is very important.
Women's Chair of the Public Service Union, Anastasia Wickham-Caesar. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.